I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Top European officials met in Kyiv Thursday for talks with Ukrainian officials. VOA's Jeff Custer has details.
Thursday's visit includes European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen and EU Foreign Policy Chief Josep Borrell. From his Twitter account, Borrell said the visit is designed to convey the EU's strongest message of support to all Ukrainians defending their country. The visit came as rescue crews dug through the rubble of an apartment building in eastern Ukraine struck by a Russian missile. The strike killed at least three people and wounded 21 others. The scene of devastation in the eastern Donetsk provincial city of Kramatorsk served as a grim reminder of the war's toll almost a year after Russia invaded Ukraine. Emergency workers spent the night searching for survivors after the missile hit late Wednesday. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
You're listening to a crowd of Haitians waiting outside Haiti's Migration Agency, hoping to apply for a humanitarian program that allows up to 30,000 immigrants from Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela to enter the United States. Many in the crowd were holding up yellow application forms as they jostled in line outside the small building in Port-au-Prince. One man standing in line told Reuters news agency that the process of gathering documents and applying is complicated by power blackouts and the threat of street violence. U.S. President Joe Biden on Thursday called for government agencies to expand federal workers' access to paid and unpaid leave as he joined with former President Bill Clinton to mark the 30th anniversary of the 1993 Family and Medical Leave Act. The 1993 law guaranteed that certain workers may take up to 12 weeks of unpaid leave without losing their jobs or health insurance benefits. Biden said Thursday he'll continue to push for a national program of paid family and medical leave to bring the United States in line with, in his words, every single other major economy in the world. VOA News. The United States on Thursday called on the Sudanese government to use all available legal means to reverse a decision this week to release a Sudanese man facing the death penalty in connection with the killing of a U.S. diplomat in 2008. Abdelraouf Abu Zeid was found guilty, along with several others, in the killing of American John Granville and a Sudanese colleague, both of whom worked for the U.S. Agency for International Development. Here's State Department spokesperson Ned Price speaking to reporters on Thursday.
The Sudanese claim that the Granville family had extended forgiveness is false. We call on the Sudanese government to exercise all available legal means to reverse this decision and to rearrest Abu Zeid.
A U.S. appeals court on Thursday declared unconstitutional a federal law making it a crime for people under domestic violence restraining orders to own firearms. The decision by a three-judge panel of the Fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals is the latest victory for gun rights advocates since a Supreme Court decision last June granting a broad right for people to carry firearms outside the home. The Baltic nations and Poland on Thursday called on international sports bodies to ban Russian and Belarusian athletes from competing in the Olympics and other events while the war in Ukraine continues. Speaking to Reuters, sports ministers from Latvia and Estonia said they were in dialogue with sympathetic Nordic countries to build a coalition of support for the proposal. A sperm whale washed ashore in Hawaii with fishing gear in its stomach. AP's Ed Donahue has more.
It died in part because of debris found in its stomach that shouldn't have been there.
At least six different types of nets, at least two different types of plastic bags.
Christy West at the University of Hawaii Health and Standing Lab says the body of the 56-foot-long, 120,000-pound whale washed ashore. It's the first known case of a sperm whale in Hawaii waters ingesting discarded fishing gear. I'm Ed Donahue.
French President Emmanuel Macron on Thursday met Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu for a working dinner at the Élysée Presidential Palace in Paris. Macron was to express to Netanyahu his solidarity with Israel and his willingness to contribute to a restart of dialogue between Palestinians and Israelis. This, according to a palace statement, Israeli aircraft struck in Gaza on Thursday in response to Palestinian rocket fire, but there was no immediate sign of a wider escalation in violence following days of tension. And the United Nations says its humanitarians will not leave Afghanistan and will continue delivering life-saving aid, despite Taliban restrictions on Afghan women's work for non-governmental organizations. From Washington, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.